So today is a very special episode for me because you are going to meet my best friend in the entire world, Kaylene Davies Villares. So she was Kaylene Davies when I met her as a model over 20 years ago. And now she's Kaylene Villares, a fellow mom of three and a producer like me. And we're both in fashion still. So while I became an event producer, she produces photo shoots and video shoots for the fashion industry. So it's a lot of fun. And we go over how to start as a producer. We go over our pet peeves and give a lot of advice. But we also talk about when you start your business and you've been in business for a while, how do you level up? How do you start pitching to the big brands, right? So that you can work with the Diors and the Nests and the type of clients that we work. And it all starts, this entire story starts with how we met over 20 years ago at a Victoria's Secret fashion shoot. Hi, I'm Joanne Love. I'm a global event producer with a passion of teaching entrepreneurs like you about the business of events. Join me every week as we learn how big brands across all industries are growing their communities and making millions in sales through live events. Fashion shows, product launches, festivals, influencer dinners, this is one party you don't want to miss. Now please join me, Mrs. Love, as my plus one.
Let's start with the story about how we met. I'll let you tell your perspective of the story.
Okay, so Joanne and I first met on a shoot that we had for Victoria's Secret. I was lucky enough to wear the dress on national television and she had to wear the lingerie. And the entire time I was thinking, she looks really good in the lingerie, and they chose the right girl for that, because when I saw the lingerie, I was like, that's definitely going to look better on her. So,
Well, no, you just wanted the green dress. So yes, we go to this Victoria's Secret shoe and it's for the Oscars. And the whole premise was that they were going to pair us up, two models, and one was going to wear the lingerie that goes underneath this beautiful gown. And you and I got paired up. And then I remember the gown. I remember the color of the gown. I remember everything about it. It was emerald green. It was beautiful. And I was like, oh, please. And we both, they sent us both to the bathroom one at a time to try on the underwear and to try on the gown.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, please. Please, like, I want the gown. I do not want to be in underwear on national television. And it was going to be live on E! During the Oscars. Like, I remember we were in a studio right above the red carpet so we can look down and see the red carpet. And then, yes, you got the gown and I had to wear the underwear on national TV. Fun times.
But the whole time, I kept thinking, I was like, that's the right choice, because she was definitely better and better shape than me to wear underwear on national television, for sure.
Well, I definitely don't know about that, but it was an interesting and definitely not one of my favorite shoots that I've ever done. But, of course, it is my favorite because I met my longtime best friend. We were in our 20s, so it's been a long time since then. And then I remember we went out to sushi after that and we had so much in common. We were like, we were both like, we didn't really like to party. We didn't like to drink, but we're in Los Angeles and we just like to hike on Runyon Canyon and have our coconut water.
Salsa dance. We used to take salsa dance at
Lesson. Yes. We went to salsa dancing. That was like, that was a workout for us too.
Yes.
And it was fun.
Which I think that salsa dancing, the lessons that we took in LA, led me to meeting my husband one day.
Yes. Yeah. Your Latino husband. You married the Latino and I married the American. So it was just like, it was perfect. So then I know that after that, we both moved to Miami, which is my hometown. And then tell me how you transitioned from modeling into now being a producer.
It started, I've actually been a producer for the past 10 years now, as you know, and it started from my agent at the time. Grace was married to Joe, a photographer, a very well-known photographer, and he was starting a production company. And Grace was like, hey, you should reach out to Kaylene because she's very, like, she's studying in school. She's on top of things. She's always, you know, going on time for her photo shoots. Like, I think she's going to be a good partner. So I started off as kind of doing all of the paperwork for the business, invoicing, making payments to vendors, which was not the funnest part of doing my job. But I did learn a lot in that first, it was about a year and a half, I was doing all the payments and invoicing and all of the things that you don't really want to do, but I knew I could learn a lot from it. And when it was Irma, when Irma hit, we had a really big shoot planned in Miami, and neither the producer at the time for our business could go or Joe. So I was the only one of the three of us who could go to LA to do this shoot. And that was my very first time as a producer on set. It turned out well, but let me tell you, I kind of jumped into a huge production, and I planned that one within like 2 or 3 days being my first production as the lead producer.
Yeah.
And that was about almost 10 years ago now, I would say.
But that's great, right? That's how you learn. You get thrown into the fire, and yeah, that's how you know what you have.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's a lot of times in life that you just, you say yes, and then you learn as you go along. You're never going to be perfect when you're learning something for the first time. Like, it's so important to know that you're not going to be the best. You're not going to be perfect, but you're, and I still, to this day, I'm still learning. I still like check off these little boxes like, okay, I know for my next shoot, I'm not doing that. Or, ooh, that was a good thing. Yeah.
And I think you just said that you did know some from modeling. Yeah. And I always say, because I get a lot of people on like Instagram DMing me or on TikTok asking, oh, I want to be an event producer. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I get started? Mm-hmm. And my number one advice, which tell me if you agree, is to never go at it green. I always say, okay, first work under somebody, get to know the industry, because especially if, for example, we're both producers here in Miami. By the way, Kayleen produces photo shoots and video shoots. I produce events, but it's really, we always say we have the same job. But I always say work for someone first, because then what happens is that you get to know the industry, meaning you get to know who the key players. I know who the head fabricators are, what the best AV company is. I have the venue coordinator for Vizcaya, which is an important venue here. I have her cell phone number and her husband's cell phone number. So you get to know the key players. And I think that as models first, we were able, like you said, you already knew Grace. And next, you knew who the photographers were. You knew who the best makeup artists are, right? So even though you hadn't worked underneath a producer, you were still part of the industry for many years before you started your own production company.
That's true. I always say with people who are just starting out, whatever the goal is for them within the production world, it may be a hairstylist, makeup artist, producer, to work under a lead. And it takes a couple of years. And for like hairstylist, makeup artist, you have to assist for a few years and build your portfolio. Same with producers. Like if you're just starting off, you're going to need to be a PA for a lot of different producers, because one producer runs it one way, another producer runs it the other way. And it's good to learn from what they're doing and kind of blend it in and become your own, you know, you have your own special
sauce.
And
I think that I think you skyrocket faster. So people think that if you just start the business that they're going to skyrocket that much faster. But what you said about working underneath someone for 2 or 3 years, that's actually true, because you're actually going to grow faster that way, 2 to 3 years. And then now you start your business. Now you know the industry knows you, you're confident, you know what to do, instead of struggling as a person that's green from the beginning.
Yeah, 100%. You definitely need a couple of years of experience. Even you may even have to start with assisting for free a couple of times because somebody's really having to train you. But use those years to learn as much as possible. Like get on every set. Make sure, you know what is really important, especially if you want to grow in our industry, be on time. Even be on time or show up 15 minutes before your call time, because that's going to show, like, the producers notice whether they say anything or not, they're going to notice that you're there early. And stay until you wrap, and don't ask like as soon as things wrap up, like, oh, I'm leaving, bye. No, say, hey, is there anything else I can do for you? Because those little tiny things, when you go that little extra mile, really makes a difference.
Now, tell me like 2 or 3 skills that you know you have that makes a good producer.
I think my number one skill is logistics management. Like, budgeting. Let me start with logistics management, because I constantly, all day long, right before I go to bed, I'll wake up in the middle of the night thinking about how these photo shoots are going to run. And it's a spider web of a plan, because you need 3 people here loading this, you need 5 people there. There's overtime, so I have to be very cautious as how long I'm keeping all of my crew members on set. like all of that's important because at the end of the day, I have to be within budget. So the budget is my second most important thing. When I'm not thinking about the logistics of a shoot, I'm thinking about the budget and I'm having to move things in my mind. I'm constantly moving things around. So I'm like, okay, so I spent this much on catering. So then I can move $100 into this category because I need this person for this task. That sometimes you don't think of things that you may need. So you, you're constantly moving things around and staying within budget because clients do not like it when you come back and you're like, hey, I'm over budget, especially once the budget is approved.
Yeah. So you it's definitely a lot of detail, a lot of organization because people automatically think, you know, again, I do events for big fashion houses. You do big shoots with celebrities and stuff. And they see the glamour. Yeah. They see the pretty part. Yeah. They see the models and the craft services and the makeup artists. But really a producer's job is to do everything. And that includes all of those just nitty gritty things that people don't, which don't actually... Funny enough, it's my favorite part. Yeah. Like you tell me to decorate something. I'm like, oh no, just leave that to the florist. I'm like, can I have this Excel spreadsheet? I'm like, I got that. Like that's my favorite part.
100% You know, I think as a model, I had a model on set yesterday. I was shooting this really cool campaign and the model and I were talking for a minute and she's like, but don't you wish like you could do, you know, be back into doing, you know, being a model. And I'm like,
No.
I love being in control of my shoot. I love being in control of the situation. And I also love to pivot when there's a fire to put out. Like that's, I love it. I love that whole side of it. And I've loved it since the moment I started being a producer. Because there was, there's always going to be a fire to put out. And I just, I'm like, I like that. Sometimes there's too many people calling my name at one moment, but I like being in charge and making sure that everything is ran smoothly and perfectly. And that's, like you said, the background of it, you go on set or you go on one of these big fashion shows, you don't realize how many little tiny seeds we've had, you know, or little tiny nuts and bolts and every tiny thing that you don't realize that we've had to put together and we've thought about in our mind for the past for you, you think about it for a year sometimes to planning some of your big events. But for me, I've had some that's 3 months in the making down to how many water bottles we need on set so that nobody passes out.
Everything.
Everything. Yes. I know it's, I have a lot of people that will ask me like, oh, what does a producer do? I'm like, everything.
Everything.
we are the
if
glue.
If you see it,
we did
have
it.
Done it.
Yes.
It would not be here if we didn't do it. And one thing that you said that really resonates with me is control.
Yeah.
Because as models, which I wouldn't go back either, you have no control. Mm-mm. You have no say, not only of like what you do. It's like, oh, pose here, wear this, go there, do that. But also the nails have to be neutral and you can't color your hair. And I mean,
you can't cut your
regimen. No, you can't cut your hair. You're on a regimen for all of those years. I did it for 10, almost 12 years. So, you know, it's like this regimen where you're completely out of control. And I think for me, after taking a couple years as a break where I remember I couldn't even see a runway show because that was like my big thing was runway. I couldn't. It was like almost like traumatizing. Like, I was like, I painted my nails red. I don't want to do makeup. Like I was just so anti it for a while. And then when I got back into it, what I love about production and the reason I think I went that way, right, is because now we're the boss.
Yeah.
We're in control.
Yeah.
And it's so great to be in the fashion industry and be like, no, like now I'm in charge and I don't feel that hopeless, like no one's paying attention to me or I have no voice.
No. And I also would, it would also feel very stressful for me, especially after I had kids, like I have three kids. I can't go on a flight. I can't hop on a flight tomorrow and go to Dominican Republic. It just for a shoot. Like it was that level of stress after you have kids was just way too much.
You're right. You're right. That's a good point because we didn't have control over our time either. Mm-hmm. They could call you. You couldn't make plans to go to a friend's birthday party because they could call you and you had to be on a plane somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It was, But I will say, I loved it. Like, I loved being a model in my 20s. I had so much fun.
We had a lot of fun.
And it led me to my career now, which I really love being a producer. Since the first day I was on set and I was the boss, I'm like, this is for me. This is definitely it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny that you said that in the that sometimes it's overwhelming because people are all calling your name at once on a production. And then I'm like, and then she goes home and then she has three kids probably calling her name at once. So it's like being a mom is also a production. Yes. So I always say, I'm like, I go from a production to a production.
Yeah.
I'm like, but my life is just a production.
The only problem that I have, and I'm sure you experience the same thing, is that when I'm on set, I have to delegate a lot. So I'm like, okay, this has to go here. We need to do that. And I go home and I'm like, all right, you make the dinner, you do this. And they all just stare at me like, why?
They don't listen. I always tell them, I'm like, if you were my employees, you'd all be fired. I'm like, you don't understand. You would not hack it in one of my productions. No. I'm like, because y'all are lazy. No. You're not listening. No. You're slow. You need to walk faster. I asked for that 10 minutes ago.
I know. My 2-year-old, I'm like, hey, can you get me this? And she just stares at me. Yeah, I know.
My PA would have been a lot more productive.
Exactly. Exactly. No, but I would not change my career path and what I'm doing right now. It's I only want to do more productions.
Yes, absolutely.
As crazy as that sounds.
So tell me about like what's coming up, the future of your business.
You know, I had the craziest year last year. I've been in business. I had a business partner for the past 10 years and we had such a great working relationship. Like we worked so well together. And this past year he moved out of the country and I've been doing things that I have never done, which is buy out a business partner. I'm moving my location. It's quite a bit right now, but I would say coming up, I've been doing a lot of video projects, which I'm really loving. I love to direct for video projects. I love looking at the angles. I love looking at the monitors and keep giving notes to people. I think I'm liking it so much because my experience is more in art direction on photo shoots. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm moving into more like directing for video projects, it's new and I really am loving it so much. So more video projects, I would like to do more. And of course, more photo shoots and always getting more big clients in the doors. And keeping all of my crew busy.
And you have definitely an eye for it because I see, yes, you talk a lot, but you're not a bossy person. Like you're a happy, but when you get behind a camera or behind a monitor, I see you being bossy, but it's because when I see you and we're on a production, but it's because you know what you're talking about and you know what you want. And you're like, okay, no, the lighting needs to be here. No, she needs to move. No, I know you don't like boots. I don't like that. Like, can you change her? But it's because you've trained for so many years, you're so experienced that you have the vision in your brain and you know the outcome and how to get there.
Yeah.
So you're confident.
Yeah. And I also if I see something that I don't like, I'm like, we got to change it because I want to get the shot. And we also have I have a lot on my mind, not only the full picture when you're art directing, you're looking at the full picture, but I'm also looking at the time. So I'm like, we got to get it right. And we got to get it right now because we don't have time to take another 5 minutes to try this or try that. I'm like, no, take the shoes off. Doesn't work. Or that needs to get pinned more. Light needs to face this direction because we have to shoot 20 shots in a day or whatever the shot count is for that day. Otherwise, the client's not coming back to us. So
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also
you cater to the brands.
I do. And I also, when I'm on set, I feel as if it's my brand. Like every client that I work with, I treat it as if it is my photo shoot. This is my brand. Like I want to make sure that I am delivering the best of the best every single time. That's so important to me. Yeah. And also with my crew. Like I really want them also to be delivering the best. So when clients are like, oh, where do we shoot next? Oh, we have to shoot with Kayleen. Like she's so fun and nice and easy to work with and she thinks of everything. Yeah.
And they get their results. At the end of the day, they get the perfect video or the perfect photo that they need in order to sell their product.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm about to save you a lot of stress and even thousands of dollars. So you get a request from your venue that you need a COI or certificate of insurance before you're even allowed on property for your event. And you have no idea where to start. So what you're going to do is head to Event Helper. within 5 minutes, and for a little over $100 per event date, you will have all the certificates you need ready to download. You can find the link to Event Helper on the show notes, and I even made a little video on how easy it is to pull your COI. You can use this for yourself or even pass it along to that vendor that hasn't done their COI yet. You can thank me later by leaving a review for the show, because Event Helper is just that good.
And another thing that I think that I know that you do and I do is that we've been in Miami for a really long time and we guide them, right? Because mm-hmm. people come to us from New York or from mm-hmm. California or mm-hmm. from Europe, and Miami is an entirely different animal. So give us some tips on production in Miami, maybe some of your favorite places or some of the things that you're like, avoid, avoid.
Yeah. Windbreaks are really important in Miami. Always have those on your equipment shot list, because yes. it can go from the most beautiful day to so windy, and you don't want the model's hair like this in every shot. That's off on the top of my head because I just shot outside yesterday and we were like,
plan B, right? Like you always tell me all the time, it's like, oh, it was raining and we had to go indoors, mm-hmm. or it was windy, mm-hmm. or it's really hot and the models were sweating. I mean, Miami can be all over the place.
And that's, you know what? I think it's really important to get a local producer in Miami. You yes. have to get a local producer. Even mm-hmm. if you produce so many shoots all over, gosh, work with somebody local, because yes. I know the best crews. I know the best hair and makeup for what you're going for. I don't always pull together the same crews for every shoot. Mm-hmm. I look at the photo shoots. I look at the creative and I'm like, okay, X, Y, and Z needs to do your shoot because it's going to be perfect. So if you get that local opinion and advice, it's priceless. And
it's everything. I mean, we know the traffic. Yeah. We know what venues say they look like something on their mm-hmm. website, but mm-hmm. they don't really look like mm-hmm. that. We know all the permit people. We can mm-hmm. pull hard to mm-hmm. pull permits. Mm-hmm. There's so much. And another thing I'm going to add to it, which I'm actually doing a podcast or a post on it, I haven't decided, is that this is for brands. If you don't hire the local producer, mm-hmm. the producer you hired from out of town is going to hire us and you're going to pay double. Isn't that true? Because what happens is like, oh no, I'm going to hire this big time producer from New York. And then ring, ring, they call us. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, they know that in order to have a successful production here in Miami or in any local place, they need a local producer because they don't know the venues either. They mm-hmm. don't know the best makeup artists. They don't know the traffic or mm-hmm. anything about the place.
No, yeah. And there's some venues that look amazing online and you're like, oh my God, this place is perfect. Yeah. But we know as a photo producer, I know that location is limited, or, you know, the way that the light hits it at a certain time, it's just going to be so hard to get what we need, or absolutely. It's limited. So it's so important to hire somebody local if you're shooting in Miami. What other points? I'm trying to think of what other things are. Definitely hair and makeup artists, like getting the right hair and makeup artist in Miami, because it's so humid here that you can do the most beautiful, beautiful hair in studio. But when you step outside in that humidity and the hair and makeup artist is not used to the wind from the ocean or the humidity, the girl is going to go out like this, or her hair is just going to go totally flat. And it's so important. Hair is so important for photo shoots.
Yeah. Those are all those little tips and tricks, again, that a local person would know, because we live here. So we live it every day and mm-hmm. we can, mm-hmm. I think it also saves clients time, because mm-hmm. you just read me a list of venues. I'm like, yes, yes, no, no, yes, no. Mm-hmm. I don't need a lot of time to tell you how to get to that result that you want.
No. And it's also, you also save money. Like your clients save money, because I have relationships with agencies, with hair and makeup agencies, with locations. If you contact them directly, you're not going to get, like, you're not always going to get the same rates as somebody who works with these same people all the time. And there's also a relationship that we build with all of these people. So when we call them, they're like, yes, like I want to be available for Kayleen, or I want to be available for Joanne, because they pay, they're great, they're nice.
Yeah. So I have one more question about like up leveling, right? Because I think a lot of people, when they do start their businesses, maybe they start working with like smaller clients, or they kind of like stay playing small mm-hmm. and they don't realize that they have everything they need in order to work with the big guns like you and I do, you know, the big brands and make the big money and just the celebrities and everybody. So tell me a moment where you feel like you got to the next level and like how people can do that.
First of all, you need to know what you're doing. Like, let's start there, because you can't up level until you're in a position where you can, like, you've done enough shoots that you know that you're able to do it. Because please don't put yourself out there for a shoot, let's say a week long $500,000 shoot, and you're like, oh crap, I don't know what to do at this point. So I think it was, first of all, get the experience. And once you have that experience, don't be afraid to give a price that you know that you are worth. Because I think I in the past had struggled with myself as a producer. When I first started, of course, was lower, and I was like, I don't know. But no, I know my level of expertise at this point, and I know that every penny that this client is paying to have me on set is worth it. Like, I know that I provide a lot of value to the clients, and that has been an important aspect of leveling up, because I have zero problem saying, this is my rate, and I know I'm going to provide you with the results that you're looking for.
Yeah, that the value is there. And I think that that is a struggle that we have as women. Because I forgot the quote, and if I remember, I'll put it somewhere in the description or something. But it's kind of like, men have like the audacity first, and like, or they have the confidence first and then the experience. That's what it was. Okay. It was like, they have the confidence first and then they have the experience. So they'll go for that $500,000 1 week shoot and crap all over it. Yeah. But that's who they are. Women, we want to have the confidence first, and then, or sorry, the experience first, and then we'll go in, because we're confident in our experience, which shows that when you hire a woman, like, you will. And no, and there was a podcast by Kevin O'Leary where he talked about this. He's the guy from Shark Tank. He talked about this, and he said that the CEOs, the female CEOs that he has invested in Shark Tank, the percentage of actual success is higher, because a woman will not even take the job or say, I can do this, until they're confident enough that I can. Like, they won't bullshit you. So I think that, I don't know, I think that that's great, but because we want to be confident first. But I know that you and I struggle with it, and we're always talking about it. Charging enough. Be confident. But then, hey, charge your worth, especially with working with corporate brands, right? Because like you said, there's a value. There's an ROI. I'm not just planning, you know, your wedding or a little, you know, baby photo shoot. There's an ROI to this. So this is valuable, because you're going to make more by hiring me to do this.
Because in the end, for you, it's, they're going to have that fantastic event and everything's going to be perfect, and people are going to be talking about it forever and ever, about that amazing event. And for me, you're getting those images back, and that marketing material is amazing. And you're like, wow, because I have also had a lot of clients that have come to me after they did that shoot that they're like, oh my God, we spent so much money and it's awful. It's awful. Like, the shoot was bad. So leveling up is important, and it is definitely important for everybody to understand their worth and make sure that you're charging the right amount, because you also do not want to feel like you're working for free, because then you kind of have that, like, but
realize that there's people out there that are charging double, and they're not giving them the same quality that you would.
And now I have zero problems giving estimates, and I'm like, this is how much it's going to cost, because I want to do the best I can do for your photo shoot, and I can't do it if I don't have all of these things at this price. Like, I can't go lower on this, because you're not going to get exactly what you want,
and it's not worth it.
No, and I want to produce the best of the best. So I think that's part of having no problem giving this estimate and saying okay. And also, right now it's the busiest time of year for me. So I'm like, this is the rate. If you can do it, great. If you can't, I have like five other shoots lined up right now, like for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
That also helps.
Okay. So tell, that does help with your confidence. A busy calendar and charging a lot of money. That's also nice. So tell my listeners where they can follow you or hear more about you and your productions.
So yeah, cool. You can find me on TikTok at Kayleen Davies and on Instagram, the same handle, Kayleen Davies. And my website is KayleenDavies.com.
And she's now Kayleen Villares, but she still goes by her maiden name, which I like. I mean, I like them both.
Well, it's just,
I met Kayleen Davies back in the day. So
no, and everybody knows me so well as Kayleen Davies in the industry, because I started off as a model, and when I say Kayleen Davies, everybody knows me. So it was easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I know you got to get back to your kids, but thank you for popping on here and teaching us about production.
My pleasure. And let's do it again.
Yes. We'll do it again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, before you leave, you spend so much time planning events for others, and now it's time to take care of yourself. You deserve it. After a long weekend of events, I pamper myself with face masks and skincare from Beauty Pie, all while saving my hard-earned money. Beauty Pie goes straight to the labs that produce all the luxury skincare lines and sell their own versions without the luxury price. Click the link in the show notes to get $20 for your first purchase. And when you see you can get a jar of lotion that rhymes with the pear, with that $20, you will be hooked.